Hallo Igim. The first one, the first chelek in the first category of the tochen as it relates to things in this world, for this world was the guf only. Now we're talking about one's possessions and his relationship to business and work and traveling and the different things that goes with malacha, with work, with possessions. And we said the first level is Atzura Nachoina Shela Bekochan Al Elokim B'dvarim Eilohi Amon Shinnun Ches. The correct approach of Betochan in Hashem in these things Sheyasek B'mash Yizmin Lo Aboyre B'dvarim Eilohi K'day Tzerech Mechiyosu M'zdoino B'ilfad. To be Isaac in these things that a Kodesh Baruch Hu provides him just for what you need to survive. K'day Lahasig Al Yodem Minyona Oilam Rak Esmash Hu Hechrechi Lekiyumi. What you need in order to survive and no more. Now, what that is going to depend. That's obviously, it doesn't mean the same for everybody. Whatever it means for this person, and that requires a lot of honesty and whatever. We'll see how it relates next category, how that relates to your family. We're not looking at your family now, we're looking at you. It could be that your family needs other things, but why are you participating in it if you don't need it? You'll blame your wife, yeah, because there's all this and this. Yeah, but you're also using it and enjoying it. Don't blame your wife. Today we have to make bar mitzvahs. We have to make bar mitzvahs, yeah? That are way above what's called hechrechi for me. Way beyond the norm of what a bar mitzvah is. But I don't have a choice. I'm muhra. That's category three. But why am I enjoying and getting involved in all the stuff? Zelo bishvili. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wasn't lacking any food from anywhere in the world on his table. Yeah, because he had to. He was the king. He was the prince. He was the Nasi of Klal Yisrael. He needed to do certain things when you're dealing with foreign kings. And say, the world requires that. And him, he testified that he didn't get this much hanor from any of it. Because him, it wasn't hechreichi.
Enjoying Hashem's world.
Again. We're not talking about enjoying Hashem. Not talking about it. We'll get there. We're talking about what I need, what's muchrach for me. In betochen, we're talking about. We'll get to enjoying Hashem's world. And Yisrael and Hashem, we're talking about in the world of betochen. Again, I make no more effort than I need in order to provide me with what I need to survive. Later we'll see, you might have to make more because there's other people that you have to deal with. But for me, that's not mukhrach. It becomes my mukhrach because I'm responsible for other people and it's mukhrach for them, but it's not mukhrach for me. So I don't have to participate in any of that. Nothing wrong with enjoying the Shem's world. That's why there's Yom Tov, Shabbos, and all this kind of thing. But enjoy the Shem's world. Again, it's a very personal cheshbon. I'm just trying to point out the nafka minia. Could be for you, this is called hechrach. But for the other people that you're responsible for, the hechrach is different. How it became like that, we don't know. How come the mitzvahs look the way they do today? No idea how that started. The first person that did that, I tremble for the person. But now you don't have a choice, because once that's the way they do it, you have to do it. About the first person that did it, I'm a shake for the person. About them, I'll see my weddings, I'll see the whole story.
Sorry, you mean like standards?
Forget what I mean. That's not what we're learning about. That's just whatever. I didn't sleep enough last night, so just ignore what I'm saying. Now, what if Hashem will give him more than this? You don't have to make any chadness to go get more. If you'll get it, you'll get it. You won't get it, you won't get it. He's not relying on it. What he needs, that he has to do whatever he has to do for. But so, more, you don't have to do more than that. That you'll have more than what you need to live on. Even if the whole world, everybody in the world will be mishtadl to add to it, they're not going to be able to add to that. Under no circumstances. That's the payback. If you'll trust Hashem in this, just give it to Hashem. Then you'll have Menuchas Halev, Veshalvas HaNefesh. And who doesn't want Menuchas Halev, Veshalvas HaNefesh? Shema Shenitzav Lo Yavo Lidei Acherim. What Hashem has decreed will come to you is not going anywhere else. No one else is going to get it. Shelo Yavo Yosef Muktam Velo Yosef Mochu. Mehazman Shenigza Lav Lavo Boy. And it's not going to come late. It's not going to come early. It's going to come Bidyuk. When and how much now Kodesh Baruch Hu wants it to be. And nothing's going to change that. And how do you go into Rosh Hashanah not thinking that? That's the question. Rosh Hashanah is about? What's the ikkah of Rosh Hashanah? Malchus, what does that mean? What does that mean? Well, let's get practical now, very practical. What does that mean? What does that mean? We mamlich Hashem. What does that mean? Say Hashem's the only... one second, what is that? What does that mean? A mamlich Hashem, so what is, how to become a king? You have to, now that he's king, you have to do what he says. Okay, good. What else?
Choice. Power to turn.
Hashem's the only power to turn to. Yeah.
Choice. You're making a fair choice to be in a situation where you're accountable.
Is that
you're saying? Is,
yeah, that's Mamlich Hashem. I'm choosing to make Hashem my king. That means he's now the king, and I'm a shubah to him. Yeah. Okay. Practically.
There's nothing to do with
it. No. We're trying to make it practical and internalize. You see, they're coming very new, yeah.
We're not telling
you. Not really. Was he king over me yesterday? No, he wasn't. Because I hadn't coronated him. Because yesterday I was doing what I wanted, not what he wanted. Every second that I'm doing something that I want that he doesn't want, I'm not Mamlich Hashem. Mamlich Hashem is an ongoing process. You don't Mamlich Hashem once and then I call Tov. You'll notice your list on your kippah are all the times that you weren't Mamlich Hashem. Every time you do this, you won't be Mamlich Hashem. That's not a subject now. I'm going into the chatoyim. But there's something more here. Gabe Hilchus Betochel. Something more practical, something more halachah l'maaseh that we need to come to grips with. Something happened to you in the last 24 hours that you didn't want to happen. Your wife said something that wasn't exactly what you wanted to hear, or you got a call from the Ganenet, or you got a call from the Rebbe in the Chayd, or the Yeshiva Katana, or your kid did something that really messed up your day. Yeah? Anybody have something like that? Or you checked your bank balance and it wasn't exactly what you wanted to be because you forgot, or somebody did something, or... Anybody know what I'm talking about? Things don't go the way you want them to go. No, you don't know what I'm talking about. Panasa, health, chinuch, shalom, whatever. Anybody have something like that happen to them?
Yes.
Yeah. You know who did that? You know who that came from? Not from the bank manager and not from this one and not what, why did he do this and why did she do that? Mamlich Hashem means... that his rulership, his kingship is in everything. There isn't anything happening to me that isn't under the malchus of Hashem. What you said is 100% correct. That's a high level, and we work towards that. To dig the rots of Hashem, he's the king. And if you know that well, it'll be easier for to do his rots on. But there's something else. It's the D. When it doesn't go the way I want it, who am I upset with? Who am I blaming? If she'd only done, but I told you not to. If I'd only bought that building, if I'd only, we walk around with a lot of that stuff in our heads. That's not Mamlichin Hashem. Mamlichin Hashem means what we just said. Shema Sheniktzav lo lo yavo ledei acherim. When Hashem decided you're getting, you'll get. I mean, he took my money away. That's because Hashem took your money away. The check's not going to come earlier or later. You can phone the guy, Ludwig the guy, push the guy. When the money's going to come in, it's going to come in. Not a second earlier, not a second later. A call, mashallah. Hashem is the melech in every aspect of your life. That's Malchus. Mamlich im Hashem means Hashem, I recognize whatever's happened to me, it's from you. And if I need to deal with anybody in these situations, I'll deal with you. It's not his fault. It's not her fault. It's not she's fault. It's blah, 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 blah. that absolves them klape you, but klape them. They'll have to give them v'cheshman for whatever they did. They have v'chirin. If they use their v'chirin incorrectly, that's their problem. It's a long problem, sheli. Lo baya sheli. He might get a gehenem chas v'chalila for what he did. Well, it's lo baya sheli, because he never did anything to me. That was Hashem. He's got v'chira. Somebody pulls a trigger and kills somebody. I was kol ayam usudam, isheshes and reishes. The person who fell off the roof, remember, when they didn't build a mic, kola kol musuda. He's going to have to give the cheshuv because he didn't do what he was supposed to do. He did do something he wasn't supposed to do. He's not my problem. He's got cheshbonus with Hashem shelo kashur alai. But I've got cheshbonus with Hashem shelo kashur to you. But he's not the guy that did it. There's Hashem, there's a melech here who does everything. This is not simple work. This is not lightweight. But that's Rosh Hashanah. That's Mamlich Hashem. The whole story of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. The two aspects. First of all, he's the king, so you better start getting in touch with what he wants from you. And second of all, everything's from Hashem. Nothing's not from Hashem. But call me Hashem. I don't understand the parsha of killing Vishoyge because no one I'm dealing with today has got to deal with the parsha of killing Vishoyge. I'm not trying to understand parshas. I'm trying to understand my relationship with Hashem and how I deal with my day-to-day existence. I'm not a philosopher. I'm not interested in learning the sugya of how do we understand Shoyge and killing Vishoyge. How do we understand basing? When the guy bumps your card, wasn't it was Hashem? So why did you take him to basing? Why did Paro get punished for doing what he did? He was fulfilling a zayah from Hashem. Wonderful question. We get to Chumash, whatever, we'll deal with that. In this vibe, yeah, we're trying to get in touch with Maryam. That you push away, you're dealing with your relationship with Hashem because you'll be busy. Saying, what about killing Bashoyge? When was the last time you killed somebody Bashoyge? I'm just saying, there's a law. They're not relevant. It's a good question. We have to understand it. I'm not saying not. We have to understand a lot of things. How can you take someone to Basin if he drove his car into you and it wasn't him? Because that's Malchus, that's Hashem. So how am I like taking to Basin? I don't even be safe to take it to Basin. I don't know. Question. We should have another part that discussion, right? But that's not what this is about. Yeah, we're trying to become more and more Baalei Betoch. Rosh Hashanah is the time these days, before Rosh Hashanah, Sari and Mechuma, these are the time to charge your Betochen batteries. So that when the lights go off after Sukkot, because they do go off after Sukkot, we have some reserve energy to take with us till the next time we get to charge our batteries. They are avoidable. Was it Korov Lashreger, Korov Domain? We don't say Kamsa Sukkot. Okay. The same way you have to learn this well, the same way you shouldn't say thank you to somebody when he helps you, you shouldn't be angry with when he does something bad to you, because it's the same, it's all a share. We'll see how you say thank you. We'll see how you say thank you. The Chovos HaLevavos is the one thing that runs clear through all of the Chovos of the Koros HaToiv. But we'll see the times where you can't say thank you, where you shouldn't have a Koros HaToiv to a person for what he did, only for his intentions. We'll see, we'll learn the sugya about the Lokashur to him. Nothing is in time. Hashem and Okeinu, Hashem Echad is what? Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemaim. Say Hashem, there's nothing else. Huh? It depends, again, it depends. If it's in the category of Bechira, then you have to give the Bechira, but you have to pay for them. The things that weren't in your Bechira, which are most of the things you're grappling with on a day-to-day basis. Yeah, that's all Hashem. You didn't buy the dirah in whatever, in Hanof 30 years ago when they were, and today you could give it and you could give it up, but then of course you just call Hashem. Call Hashem. If Hashem wanted you to have that money now, he would have made you buy the building, he would have bought you. Call Hashem. Bechira again is a different story. Bechira is the sifu achir. How that works is put that outside this discussion. Some of the things have nothing to do with your Bechira. His Bechira, I'm not also not saying that his Bechira is to work out with Hashem. How that works also is a complicated discussion. His Bechira can impact on me again. Well, That's the world we live in. That's betochen. That's what we're trying to build. You made this mistake, and because of that, that happened, this happened, that happened. That call mashallah. That's all. Again, it's hard to know. It's not black and white. Bechira, not bechira. Were you responsible? Did you do what you were supposed to do? Whatever. But even when we make mistakes, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, you got a GPS, a Waze or whatever. You ever seen them? Yeah. When you make a mistake, then it recalculates. You seen that? It does the same with us as well. We make mistakes along the way. He gets you back on track somehow. Sometimes it's with a punch. Sometimes he just said, you know, whatever. He would have just kept on the road. It would have gone smoothly. But you took a detour. So Hashem has to give you a whack to get you back on track. A call. That's my voice. Otherwise, what am I mimach mamlich? A mamlich Hashem. Okay. And now what? Now we just carry on living with a world of cause and effect and natural tendencies or whatever. So where's the kingship here? Is he the king or not? Malchus means he's the unifying force between everything you see in this world. When you look at this world, you see untold diversity. Untold diversity. You notice? Unbelievable. Multiple, unbelievably big world with untold diversity. Yeah? What's Malchus? The thing that unifies it all into one. That's Malchus. Malchus Shammai means this is all unified by one king. That's what a king does, no? King comes to a country where there's no rulership, there's no leadership, everyone's just an individual doing whatever he wants. And he unifies the people behind one king. Now, they're not just loose individuals, they're now whatever, Americans or Spanish or whatever it is, you're now part of something bigger. But there's a unifying force in the world now. There's many ramifications. I'm going to also your Malchus now. That's what it does. That's what Shabbos does. Shabbos is Malchus. What does it do? It takes the week before and it unifies it into one unit. It takes all these loose pieces, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, whatever, and it unifies them into one focus. Makes them all, brings it all home. That's why you need a king. The king unifies the nation. So Malchus, covered, is the Giloy of that oneness where everything is all just one. It means everything that's happening in the world, you can track back to one singular source. No matter how diversified and fragmented it looks, there's one unifying force behind all of what you see in the world. So when things happen to me, I have to track it back to its true source, not stop one step short and start diving to the stars. That's Avodah Zorah is when I stop one step short of the source. We go back to the source. That's it. Clear? That's Mamash introduction to basic Judaism. What's it got to do with us? In Betochen, this is what we need to know in Betochen. And of course, along the way, there's Nisyonus and there's this, and we have Yetzer Hara. That's the avoidance. But Rosh Hashanah, you really get to beef up the muscles in that area. So afterwards, it should be easier. Okay. I'm on Shin Nun Tes. Let's start. Lefamim mefanes ha-boyre b'nei Adam rabim al yedei Adam echod. Sometimes Hashem's mefanes a lot of people via one person. Kedei lehavchim al yedei kach im odom ze oivres elokim u'mamre oisei. Hashem's testing this person that's been mefanes a lot of people to see whether he'll be loyal or he'll rebel. Let's see what he means. I'm not sure what he means yet. A Kodesh Baruch Hu, it brings this about a person either by a nisoyin or a very, very strong seduction, a very, very strong something that's going to pull him off the tracks. Yeah, so the Pesach Lev explains like this. This person is being the fun of lots of people. He must have lots of money, right? It's a very, very big nisoyin for this person. Will he use all this extra wealth that he has to do the Rotzen Hashem. Lechalek stocker, lefanes nitzrochim. Well, he gives stocker and he'll take care of supporting other people. I'm a fatoy, so will he follow after the Yetzer who's seducing him? The kametz miletet lacherim, to miserly not give to other people. Or will he turn a blind eye to the poor people that he's supposed to be providing for? He becomes more and more rich. Now becomes more and more wealthy for himself. But they're only becoming more and more wealthy if you're using the money correctly. Enormous nisoyim. You become a billionaire. Now what are you going to do? Now your mama's stuck. Your mama's in a horrific, horrific nisoyim. The first thing is you must have fetched your house or you move to a better neighborhood. That's the first thing. You get a new car. You throw away your economy class tickets. That's the first thing you do, right? Wrong. Failed test number one. It's not your money. Why do you have more money than your next door neighbor? Because you're being severely tested. That's what he's saying. Come on, Marshall. Melech Hamafanes is Chayno Vesavodov. You have a king, and he's responsible for providing panosa for his soldiers and his servants. The ganze Pamalia, the Chayn Sarek Sva, the Yitzhak Melech, the Moshle Machuz, Asher Sviva, Mistefifim, Avedeim, Vishem Hashem, Vikfireim. These ministers of the king, they also have lots of servants and secretaries and all guns, whatever. Their wives, with their relatives. Again, the finest is kola kitot halalu hamistoyfifim svivom. In order to provide panosa for this, all these different categories of things that are mamash surrounding him. He knows he needs $50 million every month to take care of his inner circle. So he has to make his shtadlus for that. First of all, he doesn't check out whether the ishtadlus is making his defeat the rots and Hashem. He starts making ishtadlus. He says, this person who's responsible for being mefanes other people is a tipesh. He'll make three critical mistakes. This guy, again, we know this guy, yeah? He's got a lot more money than he needs to survive and to live on, yeah? And he's responsible for taking care of a lot of other people besides his immediate inner circle. And he's being sorely tested to see whether he's going to do what Hashem wants him to do or not, and how his ishtal is going to look, and echu nira. And if he's a fool, he's going to make three mistakes. So let's make sure that we're not the fool that makes these mistakes. First of all, he takes this wealth in ways that are very despicable and evil. Had he done the correct way about how I'm going to get this wealth, he would have got it anyway. And he would have made the obligations that the Torah obligates him. He would take his foot off the scale while he's weighing the vegetables. He won't make any less panos. And if he puts his foot on the scale, he's not going to get any more. He's just going to do it in a way that Hashem doesn't want. Honest panos, which is one of the two tests that we're going to go through in a big way. Those who remember the Chasam Sofer that we saw in Erev Pesach, the two things the Chasam Sofer told his family to be careful of. Don't be too involved in what's going on in the world. You don't need to know what's going on in the world except when you need to know something. You need to know what to do with that when it happens. That's number one. And number two is honest panos. Two nisoinas clandestine before the Gemara Mitzvah. That's our subject. At Paul Sasheni will have to wait till tomorrow.
Second, it's a little
hard. The Torah is very unreasonable. What's harsh?
Hashan, every set, like, you know, I need a little bit of a break. Like, that's a lot of pressure every set. You know, I got to be good every second.
No, there are two things, though. One second. There's two things. is what he mentioned that's doing the Ratzon Hashem. Okay? So then you go back to real ideal process. That's the first step. But I'm not talking about that bichlal. There's no session on the bichlal. We build that closer to Yom Kippur. Now we're talking about Rosh Hashanah. Is recognizing that everything that happens in the world is Hashem. That's very, very hard. Are you going to get it right all the time, every second? Wow, out of all or nothing. Why does it have to be extreme and keep saying it? Because it boxes you from doing it. Grab the piece you work with and develop it and grow with it. Real, ideal process. We're in a process. We're not.